As we commence this new week, we also have the great glory of the feast of that saint, which is the principal saint of today's Mass, Saint Henry II, King and Emperor, Holy Roman Emperor. And in some of the martyrologies of the Church, because there are many, not just this, it is also the feast of the great Franciscan saint and doctor, a saint of grace and of the love of Christ for us, Saint Bonaventure, whose works are most commendable, and I recommend highly your reading as much of them as you can. But today we celebrate Saint Henry. As we do so, we cannot fail but to pray for our founding bishop, now 101 years old, who is the one who brought me here. I wouldn't be here if he had not invited me to come here. And of course, things were really bad where I was, and I had already decided to leave and go elsewhere. But he invited me and then sent me immediately to Rome, as was the plan originally. But anyway, so we pray for today in a very special way for Bishop Henry René Gracida, our founding bishop, who, since he left here, and of course that always happens, somebody gets in touch with me and gets told a lot of things by me, and then after they leave, they become traditional. And now he says the traditional Latin Mass every day. So, and he's 101. I hope I don't live that long, but anyway, whatever God wills, that's about 70 years from now. Anyway, we ask God to bless him and protect him, and we wish him from afar our love and fidelity and our good wishes. St. Henry was born the son of the Duke of Bavaria. Of course, in those days, there was no Germany. It was little duchies and counties, the same thing in Italy, and somewhat in Spain, but not quite. In Spain, they were called kingdoms, and eventually they united under Venerable Isabel. The thing is, he succeeded his father as Duke of Bavaria, and at that point, he was asked to become Holy Roman Emperor of all of the Christian nations of Europe. In the meantime, though he lived a very, very chaste life, very unusual in those days, I suppose in these days as well, he married the princess Saint Cunegunda, a saint that usually is only invoked when people make fun of her name because it's not something familiar in these parts. You know, we have to sometimes deal with uneducated people, and that's the way it is. But Saint Cunegunda, a wonderful, wonderful saint. He made a vow of chastity with her, so there were no children, no heirs from them. And in the meantime, he converted Stephen, King of Hungary. And so, if it weren't for Saint Henry, we would not have Saint Stephen, or the crown, or any of that stuff that we celebrate even to this day. And so, he gave his sister as bride to Saint Henry, King of Hungary and of the kingdoms in that area. And from then on, all the faith began to spread more and more. He and Saint Cunegunda opened many, many churches and monasteries and converted many people, especially the nobles, who were the ones who gave the example. When the nobility falls, everything else falls. Of course, today there is no nobility. Today, the nobility of this country or Canada, for instance, is all the filthy so-called stars of Hollywood, which are already living one foot in hell. Three of them died this week. But anyway, we look for the real nobility. Noblesse, which means the following of God's will, and not only in doctrine, in the faith, but also in practice. And that's the cross of a Catholic life. Doctrine, dogmas go between us and God. That is the vertical branch of the cross. And then our love for others and our desire to spread the faith is a horizontal branch of the cross upon which Jesus Christ hung and died for our salvation. When St. Henry died in the year 1024, he was buried. He took his queen, St. Cunegunda, to her family and said, "I give her back to you just as you gave her to me so many decades ago. She is still a virgin." And, of course, this was something about to be proud in those days, not today. Today, the whole evil of the world says otherwise, but we Catholics say the same thing as St. Henry. Either way, he died and was buried in the church, a magnificent church that they built together, the Cathedral of Bamberg, and there later on, they're both buried together in a beautiful tomb, or double tombs, in the side chapel. And we can see it from above, from another chapel upstairs. You can look directly down the tomb of Saints Henry, Emperor, and Saint Cunegunda, Empress. May their example change us and lead us to do good. As the reading says from Ecclesiastes, he could have done wrong and did not do it. He could have sinned and did not sin. And when you're filthy rich and have everything at your fingertips and everybody obeys you and bends the knee to you, it would be very easy to sin. But not so St. Henry and St. Cunegunda. And their disciple in Christ, their spiritual son in Christ, St. Stephen of Hungary. May they intercede for us and intercede also for the worldly events of this earth through which we are traversing. And may they preserve us, this shrine, and the traditional liturgy of the church which we celebrate in this shrine. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.